Everyone, it's Up Degenerates. Welcome to week 16. Two of the fantasy playoffs. The week of Christmas, so Merry Christmas to everybody that's listening. Hope you have a great holiday. I'm joined tonight by my co-host, the rock star himself, Mr. Ben Steffen. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good tonight. Licking my wounds a little from the beating I took from Gilf 66, but I'm here. And I have some other leagues where I've triumphed, so it's exciting to be heading into the semifinals in some leagues.
Yeah, definitely is. Good to be in the ones that you made it through, and sucks on the ones that you lost, but so be it. And we're also joined tonight by friend of the show, fellow Listener League member, and semifinalist in League One, Mr. Levi Servine. Levi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Getting over some bronchitis and digging out from 3.5 feet of snow. So,
yeah, good old Midwest. I don't miss it at all. So you guys have been hit pretty bad with snow so far this year. How about cold temperatures? Are you getting them where you're at?
Yeah, we hit. I think my parents' place, they hit negative 16 the other night. And we're projected for negative 22 right about tomorrow night. So
nice. Jesus. Nothing better than negative 22 degrees going into Christmas week.
Yeah, it's real fun. Real fun.
Yeah. At least you're not calving yet. So no. You have that going for you.
No.
All right. So we'll jump into some news and then we'll go over some injuries. We'll recap the matchups from last week for the listener leagues, and then we'll go over this week's
breaking news.
So Saturday this week, there are 11 games. The bulk of the games this week will be played on Saturday, not Sunday. So keep that in mind when you're making waiver claims, etc. A lot of your redraft leagues probably, if they have daily waivers, are not set up for open waivers on Saturdays, so keep that in mind. Any of those games that you guys are looking forward to, Ben?
The Saturday slate?
Yeah.
Well, just based on some injuries, I'm kind of interested to see what some of these teams do, but we'll kind of get towards that later. Personally, I'm kind of excited for the Cat matchup with the Panthers and the Lions, but that's a personal game for me because it has some divisional implications if the Panthers can pull that one off, even though everyone in the division who needed to lose lost last week. And then Eagles Cowboys, I think, is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think depending on who, I think it is anyways. I really do. I think it's going to be a pretty decent game. Levi, any games that stick out for you?
Well, considering I have Jalen Hurts all over the place, I might be very invested in how San Francisco and Brock Purdy do this Saturday. So we'll see.
Yeah, it could make a big difference for you. So Sunday games or Christmas games, we've got three games for your Christmas slate. You got a 1 o'clock game with the Packers and Dolphins. At 4:30, we've got Russell Wilson and the Broncos going up against Baker Mayfield and the Rams. So plan all your activities for 4:30 to 8 so that you can miss that game. 8:20, we've got the Bucks and Cardinals. You probably don't even need to watch that one either, which we'll get into injuries later on. But with Kyler Murray out and Tom Brady not being Tom Brady, it might not be that interesting for that game either.
Yeah, it really looks like Sunday's a good day to spend time with your family for Christmas.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Watch the 1 o'clock game. I think that one will be good. And then after that, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Do your Christmas traveling. So we'll jump into a little bit of players returning from IR. So Dallas Goedert was activated today. Returns from IR to the active roster for the Eagles. Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow were both activated on Sunday, so they both played in the fiasco that was the Patriots game. Lamar Jackson should return this week from his PCL sprain. Obviously, they're not going to say anything for reasons of gamesmanship, I believe, is what the official response was from the Ravens head coach. Jalen Hurts is suffering from a right AC joint sprain. That's in his throwing arm. He's questionable to play. It's possible that he plays this weekend. They need to win one game out of the next three to clinch home field advantage. So I would guess, and I know a lot of the experts are also guessing, that he does not play this week. It's not good for your fantasy team, but they may just rest him for a week and take whatever the Cowboys give him. If it's a loss, it's a loss. They got a couple easier games after this, so they may go that route, which means it's Minshew season. So fire up your mustache and good luck in your playoffs. What do you guys think about the Hurts news, and are you interested in rolling Minshew out for the semifinals? Levi, since you're in that position.
Yeah, if I can't get somebody I like better, I don't hate Minshew. The Cowboys defense has been really decimated by injury the past several weeks. Like, they were a really good defense to start the year, and things have gone downhill for them. I think they're exploitable, and in terms of a situation like what we're seeing with Brock Purdy in San Francisco, the Eagles have a fantastic group of talent there, and they're getting Goddard back. So I think you could do worse than Minshew for sure. I'm just not, personally, I'm not sure where I'm going to land in terms of starting quarterbacks behind Jalen Hurts. So
fair enough. Ben?
Yeah, I have Jalen Hurts in a couple of leagues where I have bye weeks. So I've been looking elsewhere. Minshew is an option I have some claims in for. And then I have another league where I have both Hurts and Lamar. They're my Superflex team, and I no longer have either of those players, as that league does not have a trade deadline. So I sold my soul to get out of Lamar and out of Jalen Hurts and try to get healthy quarterbacks for the rest of this year's fantasy playoffs. Because starting Minshew, who I had in one of those leagues, is kind of scary in the semifinals when you're not really sure what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's fair. Who'd you end up getting for those two star quarterbacks?
So for Jalen Hurts, I traded Jalen Hurts in 2024 third, because I had to sweeten the pot in desperation mode. And I got Fields. And then I traded Lamar in a big package of stuff, including a 2025 first, I believe. And I got Dak back plus at least three players that I can start in a pinch this year, and probably two of those guys I can keep going forward. They were A.J. Dillon, Jacoby Myers, and I believe Latavius Murray was the third non-quarterback. Yes.
Yeah.
It felt painful doing both of those trades, but I think the Fields one is okay long-term because Fields is very young, but the Dak one kind of scares me.
See, personally, I'd rather prefer the Dak one. I think you could have got more for Hurts, but it's a matter of finding that right trade partner.
Well, that was the problem in the situation I was in. Anyone with a quarterback that I wanted was in a playoff spot and couldn't afford to lose a QB1 for next week. So I was looking at guys who have younger quarterbacks that are out of it and looking for next year. So that was very limiting on, and somebody didn't want to trade me to so I had to look elsewhere.
Well, not for Lamar. If you'd have said Hurts, we probably would have talked.
I hadn't even thought about trading Hurts at that point until I ran into the Fields conversation, and then snowballed.
I mean, you got a younger guy, and Dax, other than injury, is fairly steady, so you'll be all right. You're going to lose there in that league this week anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You're not even playing me, so.
Yeah, it's hard to play last place when you're in the playoffs.
Hey, I've successfully tanked to set my lineup and tried to win every week in that league. So.
Wonderful.
I did. And then I won the first game of the playoffs.
I mean, I was the scoring champ, and then I had the most points in the league again this week.
Yeah.
Regatto with the second most in the league losing. But, I'm running into the one seed, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, no, you're going to have a tough matchup this week, so we'll see what happens. Other news, Sammy Watkins is signed with Baltimore again. That stems from Devin Duvernay hurting his foot in practice and being placed on IR today. A.J. Dillon was in concussion protocol for, 8 hours?
Yeah,
he's out of the protocol. So, record time. I think he's the only person that's, besides Tua, that's cleared concussion protocol in under a week. So, we'll see what happens with that. Keep an eye on it. And then Russell Wilson also cleared the protocol last week, but they held him out. He's scheduled to start this week if you need a quarterback going into the Sunday games. I don't think I missed anybody, but I do have one other piece of breaking news. So on the episode last week with Monty, him and I had a beer bet. So Monty had Singletary, I had James Cook.
That's Steve's beer.
Never a doubt. And then Ben, you and I had a bet, I believe, about Joe Burrow and, I forget. Who did you have?
He who shall not be named.
Wow. He who shall not be named. I didn't realize we were playing Baltimore. But,
That's Steve's beer.
Brian would be proud right now. rough week for you guys on the beer bets. Good week for me. So I'll take them. Now we'll jump into the injury report. There wasn't a ton of injuries during the during the games. We just seem to have more in practice than we're having in the games this week. So.
The injury report.
Nick Chubb did not practice on Tuesday. He's got a foot injury, but according to Pro Football Doc, he most likely plays. I believe he suffered the injury during the game this weekend and played through it, so I don't expect that he misses any time from it. You guys heard anything different on that?
No.
Nope.
No, the Chubb news, I don't think it's going to mean much. I think he's out there. Still fire him up. They seem to be still leaning heavily on the run game, so I don't expect that to change.
I don't expect that to change this season either. I think they give Watson time to rub his way, massage his way back into football shape. So, Devin Duvernay, like I said, hurt his foot in practice. He's on IR. Colt McCoy suffered a concussion last weekend. He most likely is out for this week. They do not expect for him to play. So I think I would be looking anywhere else than the Arizona quarterback situation at this point. Ryan Tannehill resuffered an ankle injury this weekend. He may miss the game.
He came back this week, though, didn't he?
He did. He came back in, but Pro Football Docs expects him to miss. So we'll have to monitor that going through the week and see how he goes with practice with if the ankle swells up. He might just keep in mind that he might miss, and you might have to look.
They have somewhere else. Houston this week, right?
They do. Houston's been playing tough the last couple of weeks.
Stay away
from the division game. So.
Stay away from Malik Willis. They're going to run the ball with Derrick Henry like 65 times.
Yeah.
He averages like 32 carries for 223 yards against Houston the last couple of years. The average. That's it's incredible.
They'll be running a lot.
So, yep. I would rather start Minshew over anybody in Arizona if Tannehill misses. Even if Tannehill plays, I probably still might want to run Minshew over him.
I think so. It's just a more pass-happy offense with more weapons.
Yeah. So, Jonathan Taylor suffered an injury to his ankle, like the third carry of the game.
I think we need to
on IR
collectively
out
agree
for the season.
Collectively agree that no more running backs in the 101 position in drafts. Because
I mean,
feel like it's a curse.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I mean, if you took McCaffrey, you're sitting pretty.
But he wasn't the consensus one, right? So Taylor was the consensus one. Everyone was hyped on him. He goes down. The last 2 years, CMC was the consensus one. He went down both times.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's get somebody we don't like up there as a consensus one. Everyone, I don't know. It sucks when top end draft capital goes down or is super disappointing. It ruins everybody's year.
No, this was an unfortunate injury. The timing of it was unfortunate because he was actually starting to semi-produce, or at least not leave you with a donut, going into the playoffs, and then you get a donut. So,
do you add Zach Moss?
You can add Zach Moss. I'm more on the Deion train, but yeah, I think either, depending on the game script and how that game goes, is how they're going to go. Moss is the guy they were using between the tackles, and Deion Jackson was the guy they were using in the passing game and on some of the outside runs. I think he's a better back than Moss, but that offense is so bad that it's hard to say. I don't know which one I would want to trust going into semifinal weekend. I think I would lean Jackson, but it's a risky play. Levi?
Yeah, it's tough to say. Like, Deion Jackson was getting work, then I believe he fumbled, and at that point, Zach Moss got a bunch of the work. I think he had 24 touches or something to that effect, but he only ended up with 8 fantasy points. I if you really need a flex, you can start one of them, but
that's the thing with Moss. He got plenty of touches, plenty of opportunities. He's just not effective. Mm-hmm. So, and like you say, Jackson fumbled and then he was out, but he was effective while he was in. So I do expect for him to be back. But it's a gamble. Starting either one. So move on to Mike White. He will be out this week again. He's got multiple broken ribs. They're concerned that if he gets hit just the right way, that he could suffer from lung issues. So they're going to hold him out for another week. So Zach Wilson will get to start again this week. I don't think I'm starting anybody other than Garrett Wilson for the Jets. They're playing the Jaguars on Thursday night. Ben, are you looking at anybody other than Wilson?
I mean, if you're the Breece owner and you end up with Knight on your team and he's carried you a little bit, like he's had some decent weeks, you might be able to roll him out because he'll be the only back left, really. But the passing options, I don't really like any of them if Zach Wilson's in there.
If it isn't Knight, he's questionable, I believe, with an ankle injury.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's hurt, man.
Everybody's hurt. So I would agree with you on Zonovan Knight. If he's active, I think you can maybe play him. If he's not, I don't think I want anything to do with Michael Carter or Ty Johnson against the Jags. Levi?
Yeah, I think if Knight has some full practices, I'm okay playing him. The Lions have been incredible against the run. The Lions, I think they'd held the last 4 running backs to something like 6 fit total or 6 fantasy points at the max. The Jags are a significantly worse defense, and I think that the Jets have a good offensive line and could run on them. So if Knight is healthy, then I'd play him. Otherwise, I'd stay away.
Yep, I think I would agree with that. On the Jags side, Zay Jones blew up last week. Are you guys looking at, chasing lightning again this week?
Be 3 weeks in a row, right? He blew up the week before too. I think that Lawrence kind of tries. I can't say this for sure. I haven't really watched the games super closely, but it seems like he finds the guy with the matchup advantage in an individual game and focuses on them. You had a couple Engram games where he blew up when he was playing defenses that were poor against the tight end. Zay Jones has blown up the last couple of weeks. I think that the way Lawrence is playing, playing any of his options gives you a shot at a big day if they if they're the player who has the good matchup and he decides that they need a bunch of targets that day.
Yeah, it's going to come down to who do the Jets think is the number one option? Who do they lock Sauce onto? Because if you get Sauce Gardner, you're not getting anything.
Well, I'm guessing that they're probably going to have Gardner on Kirk, but they do kind of move everybody around. So
the Jets defense is pretty good.
The Jets defense is pretty good. I mean, you had Kirk last week with 92 yards. You had Zay Jones last week with 109 and three touchdowns. Marvin Jones had a touchdown. And then Engram had another, you know, 10 targets, 8 catches for 62. So Lawrence is spreading the ball around. I think, like Levi said, you can start any of the three options. I don't think I'm starting Marvin Jones, but you can start any of the other three. I think with enough confidence that you're going to get 10 points anyways, and the potential of you know, 15 to 30 if they can get the end zone. So what about ET? Is there any concern with him going up against the Jets? Because I think that their defensive front is a little bit better than Dallas's right now. And he went off for 103 yards last week against Dallas. Ben?
I still think you play him. You can't really sit him at this point. If you're this far, you probably don't have, been with the injuries that have been piling up, you probably don't have a guy that you're going to feel like, yeah, I can put him in there instead. Because then if ET goes off, you're probably screwed. So I think you got to roll with your studs, roll with the guys that got you there. Matchups at this point are what they are. You can't do a whole lot about it at this point. But if you're just trying to get cute and avoid a defense in the semifinals of fantasy football, like, that's a good way to, I don't know, it's a home run shot or it's a way to strike out real quick.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Levi?
Yeah, speaking of home run shots, he's got breakaway speed, and that's the type of player where he can make it his entire fantasy day in one play. The couple places I have him, I'm going to start him because it's like, well, do I bench him for Zay Jones? I think I'd rather have the running back there, you know? I love home run potential, especially in these types of when it gets down to the playoff time. If you have a guy that goes off and puts up a huge week, that gives you such an advantage. So I'll be starting ETN.
All right. The last person on the injury report that we have is Ben Skowronek, suffered a calf injury and is out for the season. Baker just breaking pieces everywhere he goes.
I don't think it's his fault. The team was falling apart before he got there.
Yeah, no, definitely not his fault. So Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris, Hayden Hurst, all limited practices on Tuesday, all looking to trend in the direction that they're going to play this weekend. And Corey Davis is back with full practice from concussion protocol. He's expected to play on Thursday. Any other players you guys want to talk about from the injury report?
No one's sticking out.
I'm good.
All right. So that will move us on to our little recap from last week, the Degenerate Redraft League playoffs. In League Cinco, Jack Fodge was up against Jendi. Jack came out victorious. LJ Fagiano was up against George Van Duzer, and Fodge had a dominant victory over George. In League 4, we had Gilfin and Rockstar. Gilfin, Ben. Gilf was victorious. Ben has been eliminated.
See myself
and
out.
The second matchup. Second matchup was Bill and Chicho, and Bill came out victorious in that one. Redraft League 3, we had Casablanca and Juice. Juice ended up winning that one by about 10. And the other matchup, I think, is the closest one that we had, and that was Egg Dot and Mega Mark. and Ekdahl won by 0.52 points. So very close. Good game, Mark. Thanks for playing. And you are eliminated. See, redraft two, we had prone to injury and Tony M. Prone won that one by just under 2 points. And the second matchup was Chow Man in number seven, and Chow Man pulled that one off by about 8. And then in my league, we had me against Amusian. Yeah, that one, that was a blowout. And Levi, you went up against Rybrid, and you had the victory in that one. So both of us are advancing this coming week. We'll go over those matchups in just a second. So total for last week, I had 6 correct. Ben, you had 4 correct, and Mitch had 7.
Jeez.
So not too bad. But you picked yourself, so, I mean, that was one of them right there.
Yeah, if you don't bet on yourself, I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, you got it. You have to. So, I mean, that one.
Everybody I will else be.
You're going to lose. But. All right. So we'll jump into this week's matches. We'll start with League One. Levi, you're up against Dead Man Moz.
I am.
I feel for you, my friend. I feel for you. Moz has got, right now, he's got Jared Goff at quarterback, Josh Jacobs, Zeke, Mike Evans, Justin Jefferson, Chigozim Okonkwo, Christian Watson, Josh Palmer, Cowboys defense. On his bench, he's got Samaje Perine, Jeff Wilson, Alexander Mattison, A.J. Dillon, Jacoby Myers, and Jameson Williams. You have the now hurt Jalen Hurts, Jonathan Taylor, Leonard Fournette, Christian Kirk, Elijah Moore, Mark Andrews, Latavius Murray, Hollywood Brown, the 49ers defense, James Robinson, Philip Dorsett, Tyler Boyd, Nico Collins, Gerald Everett, and the Patriots defense. What do you think your chances are this week with the team that you have? And kind of what options are you looking at on waivers going into tonight, tomorrow, which will be processed before this comes out, for a possible replacement for Hurts?
Yeah, so in the league, we've got Brock Purdy available. Beyond that, we have Minshew, Zach Wilson, guys like that. I'm probably leaning Purdy. I'm already starting him in a couple other places, but I might go Minshew. I haven't quite decided at this point. In terms of running backs, I just move Latavius up from being a flex and then slot in somebody else as a flex, and starting Latavius and Fournette. Not exactly the most confident in this matchup. I also have Mark Andrews, who is no longer a stud. He's fallen completely off the face of the earth. So,
well, if Lamar's back, that helps Andrews, I think.
Yeah, I could see him doing well.
No other options for the ball, too.
I think Andrews has also been dealing with an injury this year.
Well, he was hurt, and I don't think he's been back 100%.
Yeah, I think he's been playing so that they have somebody to draw coverage and potentially help the offense move. I don't think he's been healthy for quite a while.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Being the Andrews owner in the FTF leagues, I would 100% agree.
Yeah. So I'm picking Moss, both for, you know, fantasy karma, any other stuff like that. Hopefully some fantasy gods take pity on me or something, but it just kind of feels like the team is really falling apart. So I'm not going into it with a ton of confidence. I'm still going to, you know, try and set my best lineup and make a couple moves if I can, but I kind of see the writing on the wall here.
Yeah, I understand. Ben?
Yeah, so Moz, obviously his team's very good, but your injuries suck. And then looking at the way you have your lineup set at the moment, it looks like your entire bench is expendable. Like, you could probably drop most of them. So if I'm you and I need home runs, Minshew, I'd go over Purdy, because Minshew could go for 5 with that team. I'm picking up KJ Osborne. I'm picking up Jahan Dotson. I'm probably picking up one of the two indie backs, whichever one you think is going to, like, has that home run ability. And that way you're not starting a tight end in your flex. You need home runs across the board from those flex spots. So I'd say probably, yeah, I don't know, you might be in trouble. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Moz probably winning this one, but it'd be nice to see this the comeback coming out of you.
Yeah, it depends on who you're able to pick up on waivers. I mean, you've got a little bit of cash, so you can take some waiver priorities.
Yeah.
Well, like, you have even, like, guys that you think are auto starts, like Marquise Brown, who I probably wouldn't play this week. You want to get probably Everett. Like, start one of Everett or Andrews, and it doesn't really matter which one at this point. And then you can drop Nico, you can drop Dorsett, you can drop James Robinson, drop Elijah Moore, add four, like, lawn dart throws and try to sift them into this lineup. And then, yeah, like, I don't know, if KJ goes off like he did last week, that could be huge. But, yeah, you need some of that.
So, Ben, who are you picking?
I pick Moz.
All right. So, we got a round of Moz. As I will also go with Moz, but I do think if you pick a couple guys up that you do have a chance at turning this around. So, we'll jump into my lineup. I'm playing against Stoud this week. So, Tim's got Trevor Lawrence, Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Etienne, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Evan Engram, DeAndre Hopkins, Jared Cook, the Packers defense, Kirk Cousins on the bench, Josh Kelly, Kenneth Gainwell, Zonovan Knight, Michael Gallup, and he's got Dallas Goedert back this week. On my side, I've got Joe Burrow, Austin Eckler, Nick Chubb, Deontay Johnson, Jamar Chase, George Kittle, Jerry Jeudy, Miles Sanders, the Panthers defense, and you got Deshaun Watson on the bench, Rex Burkhead, Tyler Algier, Chris Godwin, and DJ Moore, and the Browns defense. I think I've actually swapped out. I swapped out Godwin and Deontay, I'm pretty certain. So, Ben, who are you taking in my matchup?
Top to bottom, like I was saying last week, I think your team is the team across all five leagues to beat, which, as the longest reigning member of the podcast, I think that's appropriate that these guys should all have to beat you to take something home. Your lineup set, how you set your lineup is going to make or break, kind of, because you got a lot of options. So just be careful with those options, but you are up against a pretty good team too. I really like the Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, and Hopkins stack of wide receivers quite a bit. And then I think he might be up against it, though, for a number two running back. Because I'm not a big – I think Pacheco's kind of out.
Well, I think he's game script dependent. Yeah. And I know Tim is a Chiefs fan. So he's got a little bit better view on Pacheco.
I think if Knight
plays. But I don't know that he wants to start Knight and ET in the same game on Thursday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can put Cook in there, James Cook up there as your RB2, and then get.
You could. Then who are you putting in the other flex? Because I'm definitely not putting Josh Kelly or Kenneth Gainwell in there.
No, Goddard's back.
So it'd have to be. I'd be running Engram and Goddard.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's his best option is the two tight ends.
But
the way Engram has been playing,
I'd still give the dub to you in this one.
All right, Levi.
Yeah, I think you got to be happy not playing last week with the Sanders stud and whatnot. But you've got top to bottom, you've got a team that's performing right now, with that one exception being Sanders this last week. So. I'd be on your side. I do think that the way Lawrence has been playing, I could see Diggs having a big week after being a bit lackluster. I think there's a chance that Tim's team goes off and beats you, but I'd be picking you.
All right. So I, even with Sanders having kind of a dud last week, I think I was the second highest or third highest in all five leagues. But anyways, I think it's going to be very close. I think that Tim and I, we're actually matched up in two different leagues this week. This one's going to be tough. I think he's got a little bit of an edge with a couple of the receivers. I mean, I have Chase, but I don't have a ton of faith in Godwin. I think he'll project, and that's about it. I don't know that I have – I probably have more faith in Judy this week with Wilson back, and I think if Hurts misses, that Sanders will be a lot more involved in the run game. So I'm kind of hoping for that. And I do think they get Chubb a little bit more rushing yards this week than they have. I'm going to take Tim for gamesmanship, karma, and just because he's a nice guy. So we'll move on into League 2, and we'll start with Chow Man, moved on from the quarterfinals. So he's also starting Joe Burrow. He's got Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Adam Thielen, CeeDee Lamb, the Hawks strap, Christian Kirk, T. Higgins, the Bills defense. On his bench, he's got Jimmy G, Latavius Murray, Jacoby Myers, Van Jefferson, Nico Collins, and Cade Otton. On the other side, Nick Bace, who had the number two spot in that league, did a bye last week. He had Kirk Cousins, Austin Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, George Kittle, Juju Smith-Schuster, Christian Watson, and the 49ers defense. On his bench, he's got Lamar Jackson, Rex Burkhead, Kenneth Walker III, Isaiah Pacheco, Jarvis Landry, Raheem Mostert, and Darren Waller, who he's got in his IR spot. So he's going to have to drop somebody in order to make some moves on his lineup. But I believe JT, if he doesn't have the IR, he should, and he can just swap those two guys. Ben, who are you looking at in this matchup?
So for me, it comes down to the difference at the wide receiver position, which I'll give to Nick, like with Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen resurrecting, Christian Watson coming on. I like that trio quite a bit more than Thielen, CeeDee Lamb, Kirk, and Higgins. Because Higgins has been kind of banged up, but that's going to be a good one, I think. Like a really good matchup. Both guys have very little on the bench, but have pretty strong starting rosters. I think I'm going to go, with the Chargers playing the Colts, I'm going to go with Nick's team and with Eckler carrying them to like a 35-point game, probably. So, yeah, I'm going to go with,
all right,
Nick's team.
Levi, who are you taking?
Yeah, I'm going to take Nick as well. I like every single position group on his team better except for quarterback. Obviously, Burrow's awesome. And maybe defense, but that's close enough that I don't think there's a huge, huge difference there. But I like Nick's team quite a bit better. I think it's stronger. So that's what I picked there.
I'm also going to go with Nick, especially if Lamar is back. He throws him in instead of Cousins. I feel a lot more comfortable with Lamar, even coming off the injury. Obviously, he's going to put Walker in for JT, I would think. Mm-hmm. I think his depth on his bench is more playable than Chow Man's. I think Chow's got his best team in his starting lineup, and I think the rest of the guys, I mean, Latavius Murray's been putting up points. Jacoby Myers has been in and out, being hurt, so I don't know how much you can depend on him. And the other guys are spot starts for bye weeks or injuries. So I'm going to go with Nick as well, and I just think he's got the overall better team right there. So we'll jump over to the other matchup in League Two, and that's Noonan against Prone to Injury. Noonan's got Patrick Mahomes, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Hopkins, Jamar Chase, Dawson Knox, Devonta Smith, James Conner, and the Bucks defense. He's got Samaje Perine, Cam Akers, James Cook, Devin Duvernay, Chase Claypool, and Taylen Burks on his bench. Prone to injury has Aaron Rodgers. What the fuck? I'm just dumb. Antonio Gibson, Devin Singletary, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, Donovan Peoples-Jones, George Pickens, the Cowboys defense on his bench. So he's got Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Chris Moore, Travis Homer, Richie James, and did I say Chris Moore already?
You said it when you were editing. I don't know if you said it.
And Chris Moore. Levi, who are you taking in this matchup?
I like Noonan's team a little bit more. Anytime I see Justin Jefferson, I want to pick that side, but I think that Noonan's team is just stronger across the board, so that'd be my pick.
Ben?
He's going to be my pick as well. I did really like Prone's wide receiver group, but when you go LSU versus LSU, they kind of wash each other out a little bit, and Patrick Mahomes and then the running back group for Noonan.
Yeah, Henry against Houston. Oh,
Henry
boy.
Against Houston, Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers. I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes, obviously. And then Chubb over Singletary. I think Noonan wins this one.
So I don't like Hopkins and I don't like James Conner on Noonan's side just because of the lack of quarterback option. I mean, obviously you'll probably put James Cook in. And you could potentially put Cam Akers in, but I don't feel comfortable with that all that much either. I'm gonna be the guy that takes Prone. I'm gonna pull for the upset.
No, you could definitely see it happening. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown could definitely outplay all of the rest of Noonan's team, but that I just think the top four, like three spots with Mahomes, Henry, and Chubb, like those things outweigh.
They definitely could. And like Devonta Smith has had a couple of really good weeks with Hurts. They're getting him more involved.
But that's also been with Goddard out of the lineup, and Goddard is back. So
the Bucks though is gonna also eat Arizona.
I don't really like Arizona with not having a quarterback. That one you're losing two players there, and you're not really replacing them with prime bench guys. I mean, Cook's getting more involved. Akers is getting more involved, but they're kind of 10-point floor guys with not a huge amount of upside, I don't think. So
I don't think Noonan is going to sit Hopkins with the top end of his roster the way it is.
I think his roster is exactly what he's got. I don't think he can afford to sit any of those guys.
I'd probably get Connor out and put Cook in, but like you leave Hopkins in because when they're down a ton early, they're going to be throwing. He's going to get his catches. He might not get a touchdown or anything, but I think he's still good for 5 to 6 catches and 60 yards. Like if you can get 11 or 12 out of your wide receiver three at that point, sure.
Yeah, no, I don't think he takes Hopkins out either. We'll have to see. I'm gonna go with Prone. I'm gonna stick with that. So we'll move on to League Three, and the first matchup is Egg Dodd and Mile Heisenberg. Heisenberg has got Joe Burrow at quarterback, Austin Eckler, Miles Sanders, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mike Evans, Mark Andrews, Tyler Boyd, Mike Williams, and the Chiefs defense. On his bench, Brock Purdy, Cordarrelle Patterson, Marvin Jones, Marquise Goodwin, Paris Campbell, and the Ravens defense. Egg Dodd has Kirk Cousins, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, who actually has a hamstring. I meant to mention that when we're doing injuries. Gerald Everett, DJ Moore, Rashad White, and the Cowboys defense. On his bench, he's got Trevor Lawrence, Samaje Perine, James Robinson, Zay Jones, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Hayden Hurst. Ben, who are you taking in this matchup?
Flipping back and forth here in my head between these two. I like both teams' running backs quite a bit. But I think you'd go more towards the Eckler-Sanders side with Heisenberg on that one. But wide receiver's tough. Like, do you trust Mike Evans? I don't know. If Chris Olave plays and is good to go, I think I'm going to go with Egg Dodd on this one. Kirk Cousins has been lights out for fantasy football the last few weeks. Lots of yards because their defense is trash. It's tough. Like, this is a tough one. But I like the team quite a bit. I think I'm going to go, yeah. I'm going to go with Egg Dodd on this one.
All right, Levi?
Yeah, that trio of Jacobs, Barkley, and Chase sitting there just makes me want to take Egg Dodd as well. I think the rest of his team is slightly worse than Heisenberg's, but I'd be leaning on that core. Barkley looked like he's back to early season form this last week, and Jacobs has been on a huge tear. So I'm leaning Egg Dodd as well.
All right. I can't argue with anything you guys are saying. I am also going to take Egg Dodd in this matchup.
Tough. Like, it's a pickup matchup.
It's going to be close. It's going to be tight. It's probably going to come down to, I mean, I don't expect he leaves Rashad White in. I'm guessing he probably put Zay Jones or Perine, but it's probably going to come down to one start sit decision that separates these two guys. So we'll move on to the other matchup. We've got the number one seed in Woody C and Juice 22. So Woody's got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Tyler Lockett is out, Justin Jefferson, Pat Freiermuth, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Rams defense. On his bench, he's got Geno Smith, A.J. Dillon, Kenneth Walker III, Amari Cooper, Jameson Williams, and Chigozie-Em Okonkwo. For Juice, he's got Derek Carr, Tony Pollard, Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Tyler Conklin, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, 49ers defense, and his bench, he's got Lamar Jackson, Jamal Williams, Devin Singletary, Christian Kirk, Dawson Knox, and the Bucks defense. For me, I'm going to take Woody on this. I think, obviously Lockett's out, but he's got plenty of wide receiver depth.
Yeah, holy crap. He's got
four top 10 or top 15 wide receivers.
Yeah.
You pop Walker in the flex and
J.Jeff Hill and Adams. Yeah. I'm on Woody as well. That trio of wide receivers is incredible.
Yeah. I don't know how they let him get that during the draft, but good job, Woody. Ben?
I agree with what you guys are saying for sure. But I like Juice's team a lot if Lamar Jackson starts. If Lamar's good to go, like Waddle, Godwin, Keenan Allen, and Diggs is also fire at wide receiver. Like, that's wicked. Probably get Tyler Conklin out of there and put Knox in. Even though that's two Bills, that's okay. And then he's got options at running back. Like, he's got Jamal Williams there. I like that. Or Pollard. He could pick either one of those guys as the two. It's really, like, his shot is going to come down to if Lamar plays and is healthy. I want to take his team. And I think just to be contrarian of the three of us, I'm going to do that. But in all of it, all of his success is going to hinge on if Lamar plays, because I think he's got a shot. Like, I think his four wide receivers could stack up against the other.
Yeah, I definitely think he has a shot.
Three. Like, I like the team a lot, and honestly, the Niners D might steal him some stuff, some points too. So,
yeah, no, they may.
Or you could play Tampa against Arizona. Either of those defenses could light it up against weaker teams, but yeah, I'm gonna go Juice.
All right. So that'll move us on to League Four. First matchup here is Flat Pappy and Gilf 66, the Rockstar Slayer. So Gilf has Dak Prescott, Austin Eckler, Raheem Mostert, AJ Brown, Christian Kirk, Dalton Schultz, CeeDee Lamb, Terry McLaurin, and the Chiefs defense on his bench. He's got Tua Tagovailoa, Rex Burkhead, Robert Woods, DJ Shark, Tyler Higbee, and the Titans defense. And for Flat Pappy, he's got Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Josh Jacobs, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, George Kittle, McKinnon, J.K. Dobbins, and the Patriots defense. On his bench, he's got Lamar Jackson, Tyler Boyd, Corey Davis, Kadarius Toney, Dawson Knox, and the Vikings defense. So, Ben, since this is your league and you lost to Gilf, who are you taking this week?
So all year, these two were close. Close in points for, close in points against. I like Tyreek Hill. I like Josh Jacobs. I like Joe Burrow. Kittle's fine. McKinnon's been super sneaky, but does he keep that going? Or is that situational? Mike Evans is a big question mark for me. That's all on Flapp's team. And then Gilf's team has a lot of upside. He's got the RB1, Tua playing very well this year. And then just a lot of decent pieces, like AJ Brown and CeeDee Lamb are obviously hot, but he's got McLaurin as a flex option. He's got Kirk as a flex option. I like those a lot. I don't know. This is going to probably be the league that screws me, but I'm going to go with the Canadian boy. We got two out of four Canadians in the final four here, so that feels good. I'm going to go with Gilf 66 on this one.
All right, Levi?
I'm going to go Flat Peppy. I don't like Evans. He's not been playing very well for quite a while. He's been playing okay, but he and Brady have not connected. And I love the rest of his team, though. He's got a lot of guys who are getting hot right now with McKinnon and Dobbins and whatnot. So I'm on the Flat Peppy side.
All right. So for me, the on Gilf's side, it comes down to Mostert. Can Mostert produce this week? Miami's playing against Green Bay on Sunday. And the answer to me is I don't know. I would think he should be okay, but I'm not 100% sure.
He did fairly well against the Bills, and I think that's a better run defense than the
Packers. He did, and they are a better run defense. So I would expect that he has a good game, but it's the NFL, and you never know. The other side with Flap Happy, Mike Evans is the question mark, just like it is for you guys. But I think he can overcome a little bit more there, given the other players he has. I'm going to take Flap Happy, but I do think it's going to be close. I think it's going to come down to Mostert. So the other matchup in this is SpongeBob and Bill Bozina. So SpongeBob has Josh Allen, Najee Harris, Miles Sanders, Devonta Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Greg Dulcich, Devonta Smith, Garrett Wilson, and the Bills defense. On his bench, he's got Daniel Jones, Chuba Hubbard, Tyler Algier, Brandon Cooks, George Pickens, and Cole Kmet. For Bill, he's got Kirk Cousins, Nick Chubb, Devin Singletary, Darius Slayton, DK Metcalf, Travis Kelce, Amari Cooper, Alan Lazard, and the Raiders defense. On his bench, he's got Kenyon Drake, Cam Akers, DeAndre Carter, Khalif Raymond, Zay Jones, and Isaiah McKenzie. So, Ben, again, who are you picking? Are you going to go with a round of Canadians?
Yeah, so I'm going to. I've dogged and doubted Bill all year with his team, and looking at it, I know why. But it's hard to bet against Travis Kelce in the season he's had as being a difference maker. And I don't know if I can do it anymore. Kirk Cousins, like I said before, has been hot. And then on the other side, SpongeBob could be in for a down week with some of these guys. Like Najee, he's been up and down. Sanders without Hurts could be down. Devontae Smith could be down. Garrett Wilson could be down. So I'm going to say Bill Bozina is going to win this one. Like I said, I doubted him all year. I got to take him one time. It could curse both of these guys, but...
The nail of death.
Yeah. We're going to go.
Sorry, Bill. It's been a good season.
Yeah. Sorry, boys.
Levi.
Yeah, I'm taking SpongeBob. I think his team's better. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I'm also going to take SpongeBob because you allude to Najee having a bad week. I disagree completely. They're playing the Raiders. Stevenson just ran all over them. I think Najee's going to be able to do the same. I think Sanders runs a lot too if Hurts is out. And the wide receivers, I think, are better all the way around. Obviously, Kelce is Kelce, but Dulcich has been okay. And I think with the quality of the rest of the players, that makes up for a lot. So, Levi, anything different?
No, I think that Najee and Chubb are similar. I'd have Sanders over Singletary, and then I like all the wide receivers more. So pretty much the same thing you said. I do think that you could see a down week from Devonta Smith. You could see a down week from Garrett Wilson. And he's got Dulcich or Kmet as his tight ends. Not sure you're happy with either one of those guys. But as a whole, I think the team is quite a bit stronger. So
I think I saw that Pickett is back this week. Would you play George Pickens over Devonta Smith?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. So we'll move on to League 5 and the last set of teams. So the first matchup is LJ Fagiano and Jeep Girl TX. So Jeep Girl has Kirk Cousins, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Christian Kirk, Mike Williams, TJ Hockenson, Austin Eckler, Deontay Foreman, and the Steelers defense. Wow. She's got McCaffrey, Henry, and Eckler.
Yeah, I was talking about those three wide receivers on Woody's team earlier. This is the running back version of that. CMC, Henry, and Eckler is incredible.
Yeah. No, Shayna's got a good team. Her bench is Tua Tagovailoa, A.J. Dillon, Jordan Mason, Mike Evans on her bench, Devin Duvernay, and Elijah Moore. And LJ has Jalen Hurts, Jamal Williams, Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Pat Freiermuth, Jalen Waddle, Tony Pollard, the Bengals defense. And on his bench, he has Justin Fields, Josh Palmer, George Pickens, David Njoku, Evan Engram, and the Pats defense. So, Levi, who do you like here in this matchup?
The team with the amazing running backs is the one that I'm going to take.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah, I want to lean that way too. Oh, man, with Hurts out, get sub Fields in.
I mean, you're not losing much if you sub Fields in.
Well, I don't think the top end is as high with Hurts. I think your floor is pretty close. I don't think you're.
I mean, Fields has scored higher than Hurts twice this season.
Those are his two biggest weeks, though.
Yeah, but Fields has that. Fields has that.
Oh, he does.
Capability any given week. He almost had one of those long runs to start the game this week.
Yeah. So looking at the correct team, I'm going to say Shanahan wins for sure. That running back trio is going to be very difficult to stop.
Particularly Henry against Houston. Yeah. I think that he's just going to crush this week.
And then you get Foreman out of that lineup. You get Mike Evans in it. Like, that's a good looking lineup.
Yeah. I'm also going to take Shayna in this one for all the reasons you guys said. So we'll jump to the last matchup, and Jack Fage and Stracco 44. So Stracco was the number one seed and has Patrick Mahomes, Najee Harris, Nick Chubb, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, George Kittle, Kyren Williams, Stephon Diggs, and the Browns defense. On the bench is Naheem Hines, Alexander Mattison, Antonio Gibson, Chase Claypool, Christian Watson, and the Broncos defense. And Jack has Josh Allen, Miles Sanders, Ezekiel Elliott, DK Metcalf, Chris Godwin, Tyler Higbee, Drake London, Tyler Lockett, the Chargers defense. On his bench, he's got Lamar Jackson, Chuba Hubbard, Mark Ingram, Tyler Boyd, Zach Ertz, and Albert O. Levi, who are you liking this one?
Well, this one, I'd go Stracco in this one for sure. Having London and Lockett there in the flex, I think hurts Jack's team a decent amount when you're comparing the two. So I'm on Stracco for this one.
All right. Ben?
Yeah, I'm headed the same way. Like, start scrolling the rosters. It's pretty comparable until you get to the tight end position. Obviously, he doesn't have that filled in at the moment. Jack doesn't, but there's not. Like, you can put Higbee in there. That's about it. And then Lockett being out. Or, like, his team looks like it got kind of ravaged a little bit by injuries. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Patrick Mahomes over Josh Allen here and say Stracco takes this one just for having a far more complete team with better depth and options. Like, he could fill out his roster any which way he wanted and fill in those flex spots with a few different guys that I think are better than a lot of the secondary options on Jack's team.
Now, I would agree. I'm going to take Stracco as well, both because they have a better team and because Jack prank called the show and said he was Jendy. So suck it, Jack. You're out.
That's funny.
It was funny. Because you could hear Connor and Jendy both in the background. No. it was rather humorous. That's going to wrap up that. So, like I said at the beginning of that, teams that were eliminated last week: Rockstar, George Van Duzer, James Endyke, Chicho, Casablanca, Mega Mark, Tony M, Number 7, Rye Bread, and the Moosian. Thank you guys very much for playing this season. I appreciate it. I know Ben appreciates it, other than the fact that he's out. Without everybody in these leagues, we wouldn't have the leagues. They wouldn't be as fun as they are. And I'm pretty certain that just about everybody has enjoyed the leagues that they're in. So hopefully we'll see you all next year. Good luck in your other fantasy playoffs. And we'll go over this again next week. I think that's going to wrap up the show. Levi, do you have any parting words for the listeners this week?
No. Good luck in the semifinals to all who are still in it.
Even to Monty?
Yeah, I'd like him to win one or two. It'd be good for him.
Yeah, I mean, gotta keep him up so he keeps playing. You and him did make it in the draft night out, so congrats to both you guys. I missed it by a couple of points. points, but
yeah, that's another league where I'm missing Hurts, and I lost Kyle. Well, yeah, my whole team has been very injured in that league. So
yeah, well, thankfully they're not very active, so you were able to pick up replacements on the waiver wire.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, parting words?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to League Four. Congratulations, everybody, on your wins. Gilf, way to pull off the W last week. I'm pretty proud that I had three of our five Canadians in that league made the playoffs. Mitch and Evan kind of slacked a little bit, but I know everybody from that side really enjoyed it, and the league was very active all year. So it's nice to see everybody still battling it out. I want to say good luck to the remaining Canadians and everybody else in League Four. I hope somebody from there takes home the helmet. It would be really nice to see, because no one wants to see it still at Steve's house. So Howd, I'm
except Steve.
Howd, I know I didn't pick you, buddy, but pull it out. We need one of those 42-point Evan Engram weeks. Yeah, someone's got to stop him from getting to the finals and taking home his own helmet. So if you have any questions, need any help with your lineups, don't ask me because I'm out. If you really want to know who not to play, you can give me a shout on Twitter at DaydreamingFF or on Sleeper at Rockstar12. Yeah, it's been a great show. Thanks, Levi, for joining us again tonight. And good luck, everybody, for the rest of the way.
Yep, I couldn't have said it better. Levi, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck in all your matchups. Ben, good luck in yours, except where you play me. And in those, I hope you fail miserably. You can find me on Twitter at the FF Degenerate. You can find me in Sleeper at Solinator. If you want to send a question or comment to the show, it's dddfantasyfootball@gmail.com. You can find us on our website, www.daydreamingdegenerates.com. You can find us on our Facebook page. If you search for Daydreaming Degenerates Fantasy Football Podcast. And if you want to support the show, you can find us on Patreon. Search for Daydreaming Degenerates and that will come up there. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your Thursday night games. Remember, most of the games are on Saturday, so plan your waivers accordingly because they're most likely not going to be open for you. So you'll have to put your claims in Friday to pick up claims for Saturday. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Good night.